Facebook's stock has fallen more than 25% since the company went public less than a month ago. What was hyped as the biggest technology IPO in history has quickly become a black eye for both Wall Street banks and Facebook itself. But that does not necessarily mean the company will move quickly to appease investors, as NPR's Steve Henn explains.
Nelly Saipalm bought $1,000 in Facebook stock on its very first day of trading.
I guess, honestly, I didn't think I would be able to buy shares that day.
She was expecting an old-school internet stock frenzy. She paid $40 a share. Today, Saipalm's lost almost a third of her original investment, but she's decided to hold on for now.
If, let's just say, it just starts going down and down and down to like the teens, then at that point, I might decide to sell.
This isn't the IPO story so many of us remember from the 1990s.
How did this happen?
Scott Kessler is an analyst at S&P IQ.
How did this IPO that seemed to be so kind of anticipated, so heralded, turn into the stock that has dramatically underperformed?
And actually, Kessler's not really baffled by this. He was one of the first analysts on Wall Street to recommend against buying shares in Facebook. Kessler says even today, Facebook's profits don't justify its stock price. Even after the recent plunge, he says the company's share price is still propped up by hype.
You know, I'm aware of the fact that this was and is a company where there's tremendous interest, and that interest can generally lead to interesting things happening. Let's just say that.
Its stock price, even now, is only justifiable if you assume Facebook is going to go on to do great and enormously profitable things, like change advertising as we know it. Carlos Kruschner is an internet analyst at Sanford Bernstein. He says while this is possible,
we think that all this potential is tremendously uncertain.
In other words, investing in Facebook is not a sure thing. It never was. Instead, for an investor who went in with their eyes open, Facebook was always a speculative, long-term bet. And it's largely a gamble on one man, Mark Zuckerberg. Even though the company has sold shares to the public, Facebook's co-founder and CEO retains nearly absolute control. He owns a majority of the voting stock. He can't easily be fired. The board of directors cannot really overturn his decisions. A shareholder revolt will never push him out. So while many companies in a similar spot might be scrambling to boost profits and placate investors, it's unclear if Facebook has to respond at all.
I think that's a good and really important question, and I don't know the answer.
Scott Kessler.
Facebook's priority is its users, is user engagement, and is the user experience. They are not particularly interested in or focused on short-term financial results.
And while that might be good news for the more than 900 million people who don't want their Facebook page cluttered with new intrusive ads, it could also mean that Facebook's most recent investors will have to wait a long time before they see any return on their money. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.